Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 7, 2019. My thoughts on Twitter, October 7, 2019. Dear Jewish people, we are together before the greatest and most important day of the year. Why? Because on this day we can correct our relationships between us, toward reality and the entire world. The Times of Israel published my new article What Forgiveness Should We Ask For on Yom Kippur? We Jews anger the Creator constantly, endlessly, and in every situation, when we agree to division and hatred among each other, and do not want to connect. The Creator strongly desires for us to be united because from that force of connection, He will become revealed to humanity. By facilitating this action of connection, the Jewish people truly become a light unto the nations, and a conduit of peace and tranquility to all. However, the opposite is currently happening. Due to our alienation, we prevent all the goodness from spreading through us to the entire world. And because of our estrangement from one another, we need to ask for forgiveness this Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. The role of the Jewish people and Yom Kippur. A key part of the Yom Kippur prayer service is in reading the book of Jonah the prophet. In the story, God orders Jonah to tell the people of Nineveh, who had become very abusive toward one another, to correct their relationships if they wanted to survive. However, Jonah evaded his mission. He took to the sea in an effort to escape God's command. Like Jonah, we Jews have been inadvertently avoiding our mission for the past 2,000 years. For this reason, we have suffered terribly. If we want to alleviate more suffering, especially today, in times of rising anti-Semitic tides, we simply cannot afford to keep remaining indifferent to the role we have to fulfill. Since we were ruined by unfounded hatred, and the world was ruined with us, we will be rebuilt by unfounded love, and the world will be rebuilt with us. Rav Avraham Mitzhak HaKohen Cook, Okodesh, Sacred Lights, Volume 3. Yom Kippur, traditionally considered the holiest day of the Jewish calendar, is observed on the 10th of Tishrei. It is also known as the Day of Judgment. But who judges? And who is being judged? It is the individual who judges himself. We are accustomed to examining our actions in the world, but we should also examine our intentions, especially with regard to others. Like taking an x-ray of the heart's intentions, checking to see how well we were able to rise above our egoistic self-interests to care for the needs and desires of others. Why? It is because through such concern, we reveal the world for what it really is, a unified and interdependent system. The role of the Jewish people, as explained by our sages, is to pave the way for unity above all differences as the only solution to all the evils in the world, to serve as an example of unity for the rest of humanity. However, what do we see instead? We see deepening division and rejection of one another. Therefore, the nations of the world complain about our wrongdoing, despising us, punishing us, and even desiring to annihilate us. This hostility toward Jews is manifest in the spike of hate crimes worldwide, targeting Jewish victims for no reason other than religion. In Berlin alone, an average of 2 anti-Semitic incidents are reported daily, a total of 404 cases in 2019, until April, as informed by the city's Commission for Combating Anti-Semitism. In New York City, violent attacks against Jews are spiraling out of control, with anti-Semitic crimes up 82% this year, as compared to 2018, a total of 152 cases so far, while over the same period last year, there were 93 incidents, according to the police department's statistics. Day by day, the multifaceted sensation of instability in the world increases people's need for calm and contentment. This increasingly causes sentiments of anti-Semitism to boil within humanity. The wisdom of Kabbalah explains that hatred against Jews is triggered by our lack of desire to unite, among each other and with the Creator. When we are divided and reject one another, we block the passage of the force of love and connection through us to humanity. Then, humanity's insistent demand for a better and more united life surfaces with force, inflicting us with blows. In such a generation, all the destructors among the nations of the world raise their heads and wish primarily to destroy and to kill the children of Israel, as it is written, Yevamot 63, no calamity comes to the world but for Israel. Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. Transforming a mournful day into a happy one. Yom Kippur is the state where I reveal the egoistic force of separation within as something evil. After I discover it, I can then approach the Creator with this evil and demand correction from Him. This transforms the Day of Atonement into a day of joy because I discover the ailment for the evil within me, my selfish nature. In other words, I find how my ego needs to be corrected in order to fix my relationship with others, and that it is the cause of all division, conflict and crisis in the world. People often consider Yom Kippur as a sad day because they do not realize that what is perceived as bad could be used as a springboard to attain good. What is regarded as good or evil depends entirely on one's attitude. For example, if, during a routine visit to a doctor, one discovers that he has a disease, then the evil was revealed so that it could be treated and healed. This is an example of how the discovery of something bad in you turns out to be something good. There is no happier moment in a person's life than when he discovers how absolutely powerless he is and loses faith in his own strength since he exerted all possible efforts that he was able to, but reached nothing. This is because precisely at this moment, during this state, he is ready for a complete and clear prayer to the Creator. Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, Prehakam, Igrot Kodesh. This moment is called a personal day of atonement. From this moment on, a person can be certain of receiving the light of correction. Our entry to the Book of Life. I earnestly hope that we use Yom Kippur as an opportunity for introspection and realize the true reason for our suffering and the suffering of the world so that we will be able to fulfill the role that humanity expects from us. The Israeli nation had been constructed as a kind of gateway through which the sparks of purification will flow onto all of mankind throughout the world, until they can perceive the pleasantness and serenity that exist in the kernel of love of others. Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, the Avut, Mutual Guarantee. May all the Jewish people lead by example and be inscribed and sealed in the Book of Life for a good year. Heaven and Hell are internal states. Question: during its development, the soul undergoes various transformations. From a religious point of view, Heaven and Hell are a certain stage of development of the soul. I would like to know what it means from a Kabbalistic point of view. Answer: it is not what religions say. Heaven is a state of joy of bestowal to others. Hell is the state when I literally burn with shame. Hell is a feeling of shame. Heaven is satisfaction from love. But all of this is on a spiritual level. There is nothing else. Question: what causes shame? Answer: shame occurs when you see how opposite you are to the Creator. In preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, we study that the first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph, happened because the Kli, vessel, discovered its oppositeness to the Creator, and feeling shame, it made the restriction on itself. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 23rd of June 2019. One group. Perception of reality is impossible to explain in words. You either see reality or you do not. If I take off my glasses, I will not see anything in front of me. I will know that there are people there and I will hear their voices, but I will not see them. In order to see reality through the Creator's eyes, we need such glasses in which we could see the soul that exists in everyone and in all of us together so that it would be as one whole. This is how it works because perception of reality, as the sum of individuals, a sum of units, requires a different, integral approach. We want to depict the Kabbalistic groups around the world as one group, and we want to care for all equally, rising above our personal concern for our 10, our country, and our language to the common soul of all humanity, the entire Babylon. This is all in order to correct our perception and see reality through the Creator's eyes, in an integral and collective form. Therefore, we should now try to think about the common soul, at least about all our groups in the world, in order to step over all differences between us. Everyone will thus correct their shattering and our perception of reality will become more integral. How can we do this? It can be done only by working on our feelings with the help of the mind, understanding how important it is to connect the parts of the shattered soul. We must do everything in our power, and we will then arrive at the prayer that will save us. The problem is that it takes a lot of effort to reach such a prayer, when I understand that I cannot realize what I desire, but I want it very much and I know whom to ask and that he can help me. We correct nothing by ourselves and make no connection to each other. Yet, if despite the rejection, we nevertheless make efforts, then we turn to the Creator who completes the work for us. This is how we should prepare for the Congress in Bulgaria. Do everything possible and then part of the convention will become a prayer. This is no longer a relationship in the 10, the understandable human connection that is in my field of vision and sensation, but rather something intangible and unclear, with whom and how do I connect? I do not have the forms within me through which I connect with other groups into one Kli, therefore, all that is left for me is to pray, to ask. From the first part of the daily Kabbalah lesson, the 16th of September 2019, Baal HaSulam, 600,000 souls. New Life Number 246. An Integral Education Course, Part 2.
Oh, and welcome to the New Life Educational Series with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. Today we want to learn from Rav Lightman how to touch happiness, how to bring happiness into our lives. In one of the previous shows, he said that the happiness is in this new connection between us. If we manage to build this field of love and warmth between us, from there we'll be able to breastfeed the happiness in the most. We're going to learn in the most practical way, stage after stage. Here in the studio, we're going to build a course for happiness. Prepare your notebooks and pens. There'll be a lot to take to life. Tal, we're with you. So here we're truly in a course. We're very excited to begin implementing everything that we learned in the series. We have another 6 people with us. I want to describe them a bit so we'll know who's with us in this course and this field that Oren described. We have a young woman who just got out of the army and she wants to implement the happiness in her life. We have a woman of a successful businessman, a wife. We have a person with a chronic disease and he wants to be happy. We have a woman who lost her husband not so long ago. She's lonely, but she came to be with us because she wants to find happiness. We have a person who works in customer service. He has a job. Everything's fine, but he's not satisfied. And a person who's very old, and he wants to take advantage of the time that he has left to realize his life and be happy. So we all came to this course, the first meeting, and now we heard the shows that you spoke of in the past, and we understood that there's a technique for reaching happiness, and that in this technique, we can reach a state where our desire, that our filling does not put out our desire. We learned that the filling extinguishes the desire, and that's why we never reach genuine happiness. We yearn for something, and the minute we get it, even if it's just something to drink, immediately the filling extinguishes my desire, and I can enjoy it. We understood that there's a technique that no one else has, that only here we can learn it, how we can reach some kind of filling that continues, that doesn't extinguish some eternal happiness. So we'd want to know how today, even in the first meeting of this course and onward, we'll be able to implement this in our lives. Yes, this is what we spoke of all together. And now, what is it, our second, third meeting? What's happening? We're just starting. Maybe it's something that we'll just be able to do later. It's as if I gave a plan for a few meetings, for the first few meetings, in which we'd also go with knowledge and implementation through workshops. And this is how we get to know man's nature. This is the first half of the course. And from there, each time the second half comes out. So how do we build connections that are built on this new attitude? It's not chronological. The first is man's nature, and yes, it is still. Because we also have to take into account that a person is, until a person absorbs the material, until he uses it, until he gets to know it, until this material works in him and changes him a bit, it takes time. So I don't think this course can be short. According to the course itself, it has to be 10 meetings. It can be 10 meetings and so long, but since a person has to change throughout the course, the changes are already dependent. That it's not so easy for us to switch from the terms that we use today in our perception of life and our attitude to everyone and ourselves. We need to change. And these changes take time. They require inner absorption inside a person. And therefore, I think that we have to attract them, let a person get used to it, go over each and every subject twice. Once we give them education, learning, meaning a lecture, and afterwards we give them a workshop on the subject of the lecture, and the same week we meet and we hear all kinds of reactions from them, instead of giving them new material. And then again, based on those reactions, build a workshop. And that's how it is with each and every subject for a week, if not longer. I don't see any logic to go from beginning to end and finish the course, because at the end of the day, a person who already gets into this course and is in it 3 or 4 times, he wants to advance not toward the end of the course. He wants to advance toward the implementation of this feeling of love. He actually needs to see the whole world behaving like this, that he can be sure that he includes the whole world inside him and he bestows to the whole world, and then his love has no borders, that it's unconditional love and complete. The feeling of love is like this. So then he can't stop and say, that's it, I had 10 meetings, give me some certificate and I'm out of here. Here he doesn't know. Here it's the implementation, and this implementation is in accordance with his whole environment, the close environment and the far environment, all of humanity. A person has to see it as his field of work.
Mm-hmm.
So we can say that it's a course is 10 meetings, but I think people won't be able to stop learning. And it's also not worth it for us to leave them, because it's simply, if they won't have meetings, they won't advance further. They won't expand the activity. It can be a huge workshop of 100, 200 meetings. And more kinds of meetings, like conventions, evenings, integral education evenings, etc. I see the process is never ending. Therefore, to not put an obstacle in front of a person, we don't say that it's until the end of your life and onwards. We need to still say it's 10 meetings. The 10 meetings is the first part, and then you can decide if you want to continue or not. But actually, the sky's the limit. Am I getting benefits from the course at the beginning, or will it take time until it influences me? The feeling of warmth. In the new relations, you need to feel in the first meeting, from the first workshop. Even though we're talking about the will to receive and elementary, primitive things, very small things, but when they start to connect, they start to feel that here we're talking about the search and finding this new power, happiness, that they find between them. From what stage will I be able to learn this technique of how to enjoy without any limits? I think it's right from the beginning. It's impossible to say the first half like this, the second half, the third part, because each time I learn about that and about that, I learn about my nature and how we implement it in the correct new way. And again, each time. Therefore, we can't say that at the beginning we only learn about negative and only afterward about implementing it properly. There's statistics like this and like that. But actually, it has to be at the same time. Okay, I want to understand a little bit more how it's going to happen, so we'll start to feel it. We came to the course, we started doing a workshop, we started to feel the warmth, the connection, that we're getting close to one another, that we understand about ourselves, our nature, our development. How from that do I reach a situation where I know how to enjoy, like we spoke about, how it will impact my happiness technique? This is what we learn in the seminar, meaning there's theoretical studies that gives me thought, food for thought, that will have what to talk about in workshops. But the main thing is in this preparations, with all this data that we give in the lecture, is so that afterwards, with the help of chewing this material, the verification of the material will take out from there a feeling of happiness. I don't understand the technique. On one hand, you're saying that everything a person wants, if he attains it, the fact that he attains it reduces the enjoyment from it. That's also correct. If it's inside our will to receive, our regular will to receive. But if it's in a mutual manner, what I attain only opens more and more opportunities to reach greater and greater feelings. I didn't understand your answer. This is in the heart of the course. This technology is in the heart of the course. No, I don't mean in the organization. You mean this is the heart of the matter, the conceptually? Yes. On the way to happiness, yes. We need to explain to them in our evolution why we cannot enjoy each time that we implement our desire. And at the end of the day, we reach desperation like today. So you explain to us that our will to receive, that the pleasure disappears the minute we feel any desire in anything I attain in life, everything. And if I want to be happy, then I need to attain a will to receive that won't get empty by being filled. How will you teach this to us? That's what I want. That's the exact question. That's what we teach in the part that calls love. So now we want to get into that part called love. What do we learn exactly? In this part, we learn how we take advantage of our will to receive to a situation where we'll feel ourselves happy. Happiness is a feeling of filling in our will to receive in our nature. When can we say that we're happy? Not that I attained some moment of happiness that I gained. I won the lottery. I reached some sexual excitement with some beautiful woman. I ate some delicious exotic food. I saw some picture, music. I bought a beautiful car. It doesn't matter what, all those things lose their value, and therefore the feeling of happiness can only be momentary, a day or two at the most, and it disappears. And then the question is, what do we do? What do we do with it? The feeling of happiness has to be eternal. That fills all my desires, all the spaces in me. In other words, fills me with its power and eternal in time, and also gives me the security that it will never run out and that no one can harm me. Altogether, if I feel this way, I'm in the clouds. We don't know these situations, but theoretically, this is how it works. Now the question is, will we be able to reach it or not? If we're talking about our will to receive being filled from us receiving something from our fellow man, then no. So what's evolution called that we developed? In all kinds of forms, at all kinds of stages, we wanted to fill our ego, our desire to receive. And we saw that it empties out after that, and then we come out desperate again, and again we had to run after other types of fillings. Sometimes it happens like this. I'm still eating and I'm enjoying my food and I'm already planning what will I enjoy afterwards. Maybe food, maybe sex, maybe the family, maybe some good movie, maybe something else. I'm always thinking, planning, that I'm now still in attainment of the pleasure that I have now. I'm thinking, what will I enjoy afterwards? Because I already know. I'm not a little child that's drowning in this pleasure and it's like filling him completely. I have empty, big vessels, and I'm already experienced in it. And I know that even if I feel good afterward, I'll feel empty again. And then we reach with our development and our evolution to a situation where I'm not even going to enjoy, because I know that what will happen afterwards is going to erase this pleasure that I will attain. We see it according to the younger generation. They reach this awareness over all the other generations. previous generations. Therefore, in a simple theoretical way, we see from nature, first of all, in a practical way, what we can enjoy. We can enjoy love. And this love has to be mutual, that someone loves me and I love others. And not one toward the other, but rather each one toward everyone. And then I'm confident that everyone wants for my good, and everyone will make sure that I'll always be full and happy, and I need to make sure that everyone will be around me, that everyone around me will be happy. And in this manner, if we relate to one another, not that I take from others how to fill myself, but rather I teach myself how to be happy by filling others. I relate to them with love. And then my pleasure is in how I fill them. And then if I fill them, I feel how much they enjoy from what I give to them. And then my vessels aren't being filled because you can fill them. Other people, you can fill as much as you want. There's no limit. You have all of humanity. Please, if you enjoy from giving to them and you have what to give them, at least your attitude, then you're happy in an unlimited manner. You're erasing the concept of time and place because you have everything in front of you. Just to pass, convey ourselves from like the path of hatred, let's put it like that, to the path of love. Hatred that I want to use the other to fill myself. Love means that I want to use myself to fill others. Love thy neighbor as thyself. We see in the Torah and in general, humanity loves to speak about it, even though we don't do it at all and we don't attain it. But if we're talking about man's nature, this is actually the situation, the case, let's say, the connection between, the only connection that can give us a feeling of happiness, that this connection is a connection of love. If I understood correctly, there's two statuses. There's a natural status that as an individual I try to attract all kinds of things to myself, and then anything that I attain causes me a certain amount of pleasure and ends. And with this technology that I pull all kinds of things to myself that make me feel good, I will never be able to reach happiness that will remain and not stay, but it will always dissipate. And there's a higher level that I apparently want to learn in this course, that I'll find my pleasure not by pulling things to myself, but by giving them to you, her, the people around me. And if we build some mini society where the interactions between us will be such that each will enjoy from giving to others, then we'll have some space where we'll make each other feel good. Did I understand right? Yes. So what are the exercises you're going to give us in the course that will take me from status A to status B? This is exactly why we're learning about our nature, our current nature. We're talking about it. We're learning about our will to receive, how much it wants to enjoy, how many forms of pleasure it has, independently, egoistic. We're learning how it went through its development throughout history. We're learning about the forms of the connection of a person to the environment that once they used to be primitive, that we used to be like a family, and then we'd feel perfect. We felt like we were in a common family. There was a very small will to receive. And then we would be concerned for one another, and everything was together, and until our ego grew, and we started to feel less happy, but through the lacking in them, they would attain all kinds of things. And it appears to me, it appeared to us that this is the good development, technological development, practically a person over land, but it's actually rotten. We closed this circle. We've reached a situation where today we're doing a revision about what we did before through all the years of history, and we see through all of history that nature played with us. It took us through all kinds of discernments where we see that we only developed to see that this entire development is incorrect. But at the same time, we developed our egoistic nature, and now we have what to correct. And its correction, on its correction, we're already building the attitude called love. So all these things you will teach me in the course. This will explain to me in my head. I'll understand if I follow things. And if I practice and go over them, I'll understand in a rational, logical manner that if I go from status A to status B that I explained before, that's where I'll find my happiness, only in that way, and that it's in the plan of nature. You mean our evolution as people? Yes. We're teaching them that. That nature takes us, is leading us in a natural way. I'm going to be an excellent student. I won't understand everything, but let's say I understood everything and we repeated it and we talked about it and we chewed and we understood. We need to rewrite all our articles in as one page so a person will understand. I understood that. Let's say I understood. So it'll be like a source book. Let's say we did it, I succeeded in absorbing all your concepts. It's in my head, and you see I'm even telling you there's status A, status B, we need to go from here to there, that's where the happiness is. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking you're inside your will to receive, and I'm trying to attain things, and you're going above it. And I understood from you that if I try to fill you guys and you try to fill me, that's where the happiness is, above the, that's where the happiness is, yes. So now I'm not asking how to understand, because I managed to understand it. I'm asking how do you, what exercises you're going to take me practically from the status A to status B. What are the actual exercises that we're going to do in the course to get from here to there? Not to understand that it's worth it. That's called workshops. Can you give us practical information about that? That in the workshop we're talking about all these things. We're doing it between us like now. We're talking. No, no, no. In this workshop, each one talks, each one adds to the other, each one respects the other. We all agree with each other. We integrate with one another. We reach a conclusion, we reach one intention, one feeling. From each workshop, we have to create a common heart and mind. I didn't understand. We're talking in the workshop like things we spoke about now, and what's the goal? The goal is to receive heart and mind, a single heart and mind, to build single mind and heart. The image of one person, that we're all as one. That we're not participating in our ego to be one in front of the other, but each of us rises above our ego to complete one another. And then between us, we have some kind of form that's common. It's a common form out of everyone, made up of everyone. This is the whole point of the course. I can be with these people, like you said to me in advance. I can be with completely different people. It doesn't matter who they are. I'm not looking at them, not their sex, not their gender, not their age, not anything else, how smart he is, or how gorgeous he is, or pleasant. I don't care about anything. It's important to me that a person wants to participate in creating this common force of ours. We also spoke during the series that happiness is as a result of all kinds of changes between action and fun, and that we're always in some yearning, some desire, advancement, development. So how will we be able to create this in our course that we'll feel that we're always in action and fun and all kinds of changes? Is it something that we can already build? It depends. We need to add to that songs, rhymes maybe. Sentences that are like a principle, like a law. That this is how we talk to them. We need to create a new style of talking, perceptions, and terms, definitions. We'll need to build this course. What do you mean a new style? You mean the experience of this group? Yes, yes. It doesn't need to be that there's a teacher in front. The teacher and explaining to everyone, but he has to be in a group. He has to be in connection, in a circle. The form itself explains everything, that everyone's equal. Just one is a teacher, and the teacher goes out of the circle and gives them the ability to be equal during the workshop. So what makes it interesting? What makes it dynamic? Where do the changes happen? Depends what has to do with the people, that we're digging inside a person. Why am I? Who? What? Where? There's a lot of interesting questions, significant questions, not philosophical, but from our life. With the emotions that rise, come up. We spoke in our talks about self-awareness and to reach, get to know myself. So first of all, not everyone is looking so much to dig inside themselves. Some people are inclined that way and some people aren't. You're saying, if I look at myself, I'll reach better awareness. But we're always doing this work, inner, looking at ourselves internally, externally, through me, how I receive the world. In an objective, disconnected way, to look at it, is it possible or not? The course can be very wide. We have tons of material. We just need to organize it in a logical way so that it won't be a course for the sake of a course that will just push everything in there. It has to be in stages. This is the first stage. Let's say 10 meetings where a person gets a package that a person will understand what we're talking about. And that's it. Now, courses can be at the height of children or adults or youngsters, maybe for women separately, maybe for men separately. Everyone will have demands from the audiences and to see what suits it most. The main thing is to help a person open themselves up. And in accordance with that, of course, we can have, in the meantime, in the first course, we can have 10-year-old kids with 40-year-olds and 7-year-olds. Because that's still, it'll be difficult for them, between them. But at the same time, I'm all for everything being mixed, women and men, because it softens it, because they come as humans. We're not in a situation where they feel each other inside. not gender and form have nothing to do with it. But it would be good for there to be women and that the age will be more or less the same. What does it mean that a person needs to open himself? That he won't be pressurized in the presence of others. That he'll know that he's free to play. It's a game. We're all egoistic. We're all playing with the importance of the goal to reach love. When we're talking about happiness, then happiness we all agree with. Everyone wants to be happy. When we suddenly replace the happiness with love, this transition is very sneaky. I think it's the correct word, because suddenly we say to a person, don't just be happy, but a condition for being happy is if you reach a feeling of love of others. And this is already not so simple. We're talking about not saying, tell me how much it costs and give me happiness, but you yourself have to truly pay in your inner change, in your inner correction. And this is a problem. It's as if verbally we put love and happiness together, but for us, happiness is I'm happy, everything's great, bring me this, bring me that. But when we talk about love of others, we need to see in that a very difficult work. Great corrections that come to me from the center of the group, that man will help his friend. Here we have to go through great changes, but at least people should feel that in this nice connection between them, they can feel themselves. This is the close goal. So this can sound a bit scary that you have to come and love, and what if they don't love me? So what do I do with all this fear from the interaction? We don't talk about anything. We're going to attain happiness. That's it. We don't need to scare them or explain anything. Happiness is, that's it. We're coming to get instructions. Half an hour of this, another half an hour of that, and that's already a workshop. So how will we practice this love? You spoke about workshops, but what happens in a workshop where I give, I love? How do we practice it, actually, this love? By being integrated in the public's desires and wanting to fill it, to do it good. That's the expression of love. And how does it happen in the course? How are we going to practice it in the most simple manners? The most simple manner, we do it with acts usually. So yes, you have to think how you can express toward me your love. In what? In your pleasant attitude, in participating, bringing me a little present with a smile from the heart, showing me that you're prepared to give me help. Like we see in a natural way, if a person loves his friend, the mother loves the child. Yes, sometimes also in the natural situations, we don't know how to support, give compliments, love people. We don't always know how to do it properly. How can we treat another person with true love, genuinely? Here in this course, if we're talking about its development, then we're beginning, the moment that we begin to get close to to one another in our inner feeling, the moment that we want to stick ourselves together and we manage to do something, along with that, we begin to feel a coldness, a rejection. And then we don't understand why. I've had enough. I don't feel like it. I'm tired. I have some desire against it. And then we got to learn. And then we understand that this is the expression of our evil inclination, that what is born between us, to the extent that I'm attracted to the other, I'm now discovering rejection of the other, and that's called evil inclination, not just our ego. And then it turns out that we're always in a helpmate. We're always getting help that our growing ego that's deleting the form of love that we attained, our will to receive, is always giving us more and more possibilities to make an effort and reach love, but at its new height, meaning it is growing, and it's each time giving me another level of connection. And then I connect each time in a stronger way, in understanding and feeling and in awareness of one another. How will I know how to identify these situations? I imagine I'll come to the Course and I'll probably feel things and I won't even pay attention. And even if I feel them, we're learning it in the Course. We're talking about it in the workshops. What happened in the last week? Let's say Monday and Thursday we're in touch. So how did this time pass? What did we achieve? What did we do? I felt an inclination to this. I felt like doing this. I didn't feel like doing that. And then I hear others and they say something about me and then we speak about it. Why is this happening to us, etc.? And we can either do it as a workshop or as questions and answers for the teacher. We need to see it. That's possible and that's possible. And then in this manner we reach a situation where that we're advancing. Each time our will to receive brings us new forms. It's new forms. And we need to work on that. If it wasn't for our egoistic desire that would grow and apparently delete what we attained in our happiness that we had before, then we wouldn't advance. We wouldn't have what to advance with. These are things that are for more advanced people or right from the beginning. I'm thinking, how will I know that what I'm experiencing now is evil inclination, or how will I know it's the right thing, what I'm feeling now? How will I know it's what you're talking about? Because the feelings are so varied and there's so many thoughts. How will I know that what's happening to me is really what you're describing, that I'll be able to do it accurately? We're in a workshop. We're always verifying it. And no one knows, and no one's sure, but the fact that we reach a conclusion together, a common feeling in our heart and mind, two perceptions that are actually characteristic of a person, then in that we begin to feel that we have something in common between us, and this common thing is the main thing. And we spoke about it, that I might feel rejection, I might feel the opposite of love, of course. In order to rise to a higher level, from what you attained, you need to come down, not from the previous situation that you were in before the course, but even less than that. So usually when people feel such feelings, they want to get away from the thing that causes them to feel bad. So how will we not run away from these feelings? It depends who we're talking to. Here I need to say that there's two types of people. There's some people, if they have a special spark of a person that's called the point in the heart, then they'll feel a real descent. And then it'll be difficult for them to advance. These people, we have to immediately get out of our course, and we need to give them different treatment. And there's some people, and most of them, really most of them, they won't feel those things. They won't behave in like a wild way. I don't want to, I don't feel like it, and this and that, and they feel more desperate than before. No, but rather we forgot about it. Yes, I tried it a bit. A little bit like this, like that. The regular people, they don't have a point in the heart. They don't have development really in the evil direction, but only development toward good. So they forget and go back, forget and go back. And they always come and add to what there was before. They add and add and add. And that's it, because they receive this addition from connecting with their fellow man and not from their true internal development. That's called a law. Those people belong to the general public. So we need to, in our course, as teachers, we need to see, can there be people in our course that have a point in the heart? They're not desired in this course. They're desired in another course altogether, where they're speaking about the development through the point in the heart. That's different. There's two different species. One is called Israel, Yashar Ken. People who have an internal inclination to it, and people that don't, that are the nations of the world. Whoever gives the course has to notice these things. So we're regular people and we want to be happy. So first we spoke about the fact that happiness comes through change. Where are the changes? What am I going to yearn for until the next meeting? Give me what to anticipate, what to look forward to in the course, because each time you're being filled with the feeling of happiness. Not even love. But this collaboration that you're talking about is really special. That you feel new life in it, that you're rising up, and that it's worth it to live. So this feeling that we spoke about throughout the series that comes and goes, does it have to be all pleasures like food, success, or does it have to be that specific thing that you're talking about here, this collaboration? Or are we talking about knowing to work with all kinds of people? I know that to eat and to enjoy it again and again, or this pleasure, how do we fill ourselves correctly? We're only talking about this situation of sharing, just this situation. You cannot reveal it in any other venue. On the basis of this happiness, you'll be able to enjoy everything in life, because this happiness relating properly to our fellow man will place you in such a correct position that you'll be able to enjoy each and everything, food and sex, work, control, money. We need it. The world keeps going, like just your attitude to the world changes. But you can take any detail in the world and you can find the most horrible things that you see. You begin to see that they also support the world achieving happiness. Will you give us exercises? How to implement it? Will you give us exercises to attain happiness? Please, we can sit down and eat, but after we did a serious workshop and after there's a connection between us. So please, we need to talk with respect how each person loves his friend and how important the goal is attaining mutual love. You'll enjoy the mutual food that you're eating, that you're sitting together. Of course. Either I come into a restaurant and sit by myself and I have a few more people next to me that I have no connection to, and I eat and look into my plate, or I sit on a huge yacht, pleasantly laughing, talking, and then the pleasure is completely different. I can eat a whole portion much more simpler than in the restaurant, but I enjoy it. Because altogether, the degrees of pleasures, food is the first, it's the most basic. If I don't reach a connection with people, it's not a meal. There's not a lot to enjoy. You enjoy at the level of the creature. And then you can enjoy the level of adult because you're raising them to the level of connecting with others. In other words, if I understood correctly, in the exercise how to... There's two stages. There's the basic stage, if I understood. There's the cooperation between us. And after we have a feeling of collaboration, now we can add anything to it. We can add pleasure from food. And now you're saying the volume of enjoyment will be much higher. Now, if I'm alone at home, these are things that we can do together. We can have a meal together. But now I'm alone at home. Can I practice it? Can I renew inside me the feeling of sharing before I eat? I don't think so. There's other types of pleasures from life that we can... All, anything. Give me another example apart from food. Give me an example that's not. You said sex, film, and it's all done together. Food is done together. Sex is done together. What do you mean together? It creates an attitude between people who are connected through a sexual connection. It's a creature-like connection. Make them a spiritual place. A place where people want to integrate in the other person's desires. But he doesn't think about himself. He thinks about us. Let's say I have a girlfriend and we're both in the course. This course doesn't teach those details. So forget about sex. Let's talk about enjoying. How can this common being, because I cannot enjoy my career if I reached a higher level, and the more we rise up on this ladder, the conditions are harder, our attitude towards others is... So here I want to build other relations, and then I won't measure myself how much I measure, but rather I measure myself how much I'm in. Because I'm working with people around me, that's what's giving me happiness. This feeling of liveliness, that it's worth it for me to live, that I'm going to work and enjoying myself. and they don't get blows, and everyone wants to help the other. And all together we feel this. What do we need to talk about this for? Isn't it clear? We spoke about it at the beginning of the course, actually. It has to be common success, not individual. If I want to really enjoy, so what is for you this common success or common desire? How do you define it in our meetings? Here we'll define our
goodness.
Because creating this mutual feeling between us, which is called the center of the group, because this common feeling is because this is the source of because the light is the source of life from which we all live, from which we receive filling, love. Because we want to all make sure that this source is not run. We want to increase this force. How do we increase it? We increase it by education. What do you mean by education? That I want this collaborative force each time more and more and more? That I want it to get bigger. Can we increase it also from afar, also when we're not together? Maybe once or twice a week we should
שאתם מתקשרים, שאתם שם, תציירו את עצמכם שאתם יושבים סביב השולחן או בלי שולחן ככה במעגל ואפילו כל אחד בצורה שלו.
And each person in his own form, and you see the forms, and it's as if you're talking, and you're talking amongst yourselves, and you're looking for a program that will connect everyone. Team talk, let's say. Yes, and then you're talking between yourselves and you're doing a virtual sadhana. What's the problem today? It's not for nothing that all these technologies were developed, but rather than the correct connection between us. How can each of us be active in our common happiness? How do each of us now, when we reach this meeting, how can we feel our responsibility, our role, how we can advance the entire group? Only in feelings. There's nothing else. Let's say we're all in a situation where everyone has everything, health, money, respect, success, knowledge, family, sex, there's everything. We're also all in one situation, meaning that the middle class has everything it needs. The families, everything's organized really well. How can we add to one another? So it says, in our mood. What do you mean by mood? It means making you happy. How? By making you happy, by telling you how, what a good person you are, how good you are, how pleasant it is for me to get this attitude from you, how much our goal that we're learning, we're heading toward it, is to the extent that we are dealing with something high, and it's a subject for a workshop. And what do we show in another science? And in this way we will raise the mood of each and every person. This is the role of the... Are there personal tasks? Or are they all common tasks? Do I do personal work throughout the course? No. The entire process is directed toward creating... to create this common part between everyone from which we will receive, where we are integrated in the center, that it's a force that comes from the center of the group. If I come to this course, I receive something that's above all those courses, that influences all the other factors of my life. I wanted to ask, are we also going to learn how to keep a all the things that we learn in courses, regular happy courses, materialistic psychology, all the things that we know. Should we add all those things, items to our course? No. I'll tell you why in two words, because we don't have lots of time. If we are causing a person who changed from the changes in the right direction, he'll know how to organize his life in the correct connection with others. And then his environment at home with the kids, and then his neighbors and everyone, his friends, in his country and the entire world, he will bring about a new type of with sports and everything. There's no creature in a healthy body. It's in Latin. What do I want to say? That it's the opposite. They spoke as materialistic. If the mind is healthy, then the body will be healthy, because everything comes from there. If at the end of the course, at the end of 10 series or whatever, we want to measure the effectiveness of the course, how will we know that? How will we be able to measure it? The first course has to succeed. That a person is always happy, doesn't want to stop, he wants to continually continue. That's the success of the course. There's some special people, not everyone, that they want to advance more internally, that they have points in the heart. You can start going with them to build the level of happiness, according to the level of what kind of power they receive in the center of the group, above some in greatness and smallness and different course. But it also exists. In one sentence, I want to understand emotionally what you call. How will you know if you manage to convey the feeling of happiness that I don't want to leave the friends that I met? Buy yourself a friend. It says, I bought them, I don't want to pay attention to them. Thank you. We don't want to leave either, but our time is up. Thank you. Tal, we'll buy friends, we'll be happy. All the best. Good life.